This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, wait, is Dave there? Dave's there. Hello? Dave? Dave?
What a do?
What a do, Dave? It's Dave Bartu, everybody. Great. College Football Magic. What's up? What's up, fella?
So, no, I was just driving and I was listening to my two favorite knuckle draggers talk about SEC and Oklahoma, Texas, and
what?
I had to hear Suk go through his reasons why not, and I think one of them that you admitted is all the lower teams in the SEC. I mean, I just there's not a single team in the SEC, if the ADs actually have a say in this. Got to remember, presidents vote on this stuff. Not athletic directors. Two totally different mindsets. But there's no reason anyone. I mean, the vote should be 14 out of 14 tell to the no on bringing these two yahoos into the SEC.
Why though?
I think Suk touched on one of the reasons. Okay, why bring in more competition for your top teams? Right? I mean, you know, Alabama probably doesn't care because nothing fazes them. They cut the deal with the devil. It's college football is really Alabama football. We're all just living in it. Okay. But does Auburn and Georgia and LSU and Texas A&M, Florida, do they all need two more top 10 recruiters to go up against to prove themselves? I mean, they get into the playoffs and they win the titles almost every year for the last decade, simply with eight conference games.
Yeah, like the Pac-12 needs it. The Pac-12 needs that sort of prestige. The SEC doesn't. You couldn't be more respected than the SEC.
They already have half the top 10 recruiters. They already have half the top 20 recruiters. And if this happens and you say, okay, we're going to go divisions, well, logically, Alabama, Auburn move over to the East. Now Florida. Florida is the 15th best recruiter, maybe 14th best recruiter in the country over the last 5 years, and they would be the fourth best recruiter in their freaking division.
Okay, but isn't this about money? I mean, don't Texas and Oklahoma bring more eyeballs, which means more money?
Okay, but it brings more money, but at what point does the opportunity to win a national title be stronger than making a few extra million dollars?
I think it's always all about money.
There's that side of it too. Now you go over to the flip side. You start looking at the Kentuckys and the Missouris. Now their schedule is about to go really in the tank because all of a sudden they have Alabama and Auburn, let's say, in their division, and their crossover games are now Oklahoma and Texas. So Kentucky, Missouri, Vanderbilt, they're adding on an extra loss by doing this. And with the expansion into 16 teams, does this now push them into 9 conference games, which makes 6-6 virtually impossible for the Arkansas and the Mississippi States? Those lower-end recruiters, you know, you're talking about if you add Texas and Oklahoma, they now would have 12 of the top 20 recruiters in college football in one conference. So... Yeah, great. Okay, Missouri, you made an extra $10 million. You're 4-8 for the 32nd year in a row.
And
you know, you're 3-9. How much money do they lose by not being able to even get to 500?
And we don't know if they are going. The SEC deal is signed, right? This is it's a three, and it's going to be it's massive. They were making from ESPN, ABC, they were getting about $55 million per year. This new 10-year deal, it's $300 million.
You're talking about TV deal.
The TV deal. So the SEC already went from $55 million a year for their TV deal with ESPN, ABC, or excuse me, CBS. And now ESPN, ABC is going to pay them $300 million. So it's already this massive financial windfall that will put them head and shoulders above everyone until 2023 when the Big Ten signs their ungodly massive deal. But that's the question I don't know. And I haven't heard anyone be able to give me an answer. Can you renegotiate this, or are you just taking the pie and now splitting it 16 instead of 14? I think that's a huge question that I haven't seen anyone answer.
Right. Well, I think the obvious answer is if it has to be split without any increase, then no, we don't want them to show up. Right. I mean, that was the Big 12's argument all the time for staying at 10 is we don't want to share this with Cincinnati and UCF and Memphis and whoever else we would bring in.
Yes.
Back in 2016 with their fake realignment hunt, which if they'd have done it back then, they would now have all four of those teams would be top 30 recruiters and they'd be much more respected. But I just can't see any reason outside of the money. Okay. Outside of the money, why the SEC, you know, three quarters of the teams would take these guys on.
Well, why would Texas and Oklahoma want to go? Just the money?
Maybe it's the money. You know, maybe it's a leverage to try to get more money out of the Big 12.
See, there you go.
Maybe it's all just a dog and pony show. And, you know, it's like the agent saying that, well, you know, my guy's interviewing with so-and-so. Oh, my gosh, he's worth a lot. You know, it's a game out there. And there's even when there's not logic and reason, usually there's somebody has logic and reason for doing something like this. And to me, none of this makes any sense other than Texas and Oklahoma simply trying to leverage the discussions to make more money out of their conference. Because like Jason said, you know, in the previous segment, Big 12 ain't nothing without these guys.
No, they're
you're nothing without your elite brands. So to me, I think this is just a big leverage game to end up getting themselves more money and the SEC saying no to it. If they say yes, then have fun never being at 500, bottom half of the SEC losers.
And what did we hear out of the Big 12 teams today? The main thing was the Big 12 is not pissed. The Big 12 isn't trying to push them out. The Big 12 literally was asking the question, why do you want to leave and what can we do to make it better? So, I mean, the last time this happened, Oklahoma and Texas got a bigger piece of the pie, and Texas and their third tier media rights, and Texas got to create their own network all off of flirtations with the Pac-12. So is it possible that the Big 12 sees the expansion coming to 16 and is either trying to get ahead of the curve and get into the best conference, or like you said, they're just using this and being like, we know that there's going to be another major shift. Let's get while the getting's good.
Yeah, the conference is so big, it just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, it's just, I mean, you're not only is would the SEC teams be taking a hit on their ability to win a national title, but Oklahoma and Texas would be taking massive hits. I mean, look at those two don't have to play a top 25 recruiter in the last decade. You know, they're going to now be playing, you know, 5-6 a year just to try to get into a conference championship game. You know, I know Isaac said, look, it's about the money. It's about the dollars. And if they can renegotiate it and everybody makes $1 trillion, that's fine. But if I'm an athletic director, there's got to be a break point between opportunity to win a national title or opportunity to even be above 500 than just simply cashing checks.
Yeah. Well, you know how I feel. Follow the money. Who famously said that?
Right. In college football right now, they can all go to hell. Really, I'm getting sick. It's like just a massive ADHD. They can't sit still for a minute. You know, the rivalries are disappearing, traditions are disappearing. That was college football, and all this chase of a dollar is constantly changing all of these things. You know, because nobody's patient. So yeah.
Hopefully, it ends up being a great product when all the dust settles, and who knows how long that takes. College football may be structured so much better and be so much more interesting. Maybe.
We'll see.
Or
right?
Dead.
Go Jayhawks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.